Bridget in Cleveland is here. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning.
You sound excited to play this game.
I am so excited.
Thank you for listening to us. So Alyssa is not here. She's in the next room. I'm going to ask you these five trivia questions, and then Alyssa will be invited back in to answer the same questions. Whoever gets the most right will win this game. Are you ready, Bridget?
I am ready.
The slogan for Rice Krispies: snap, crackle, blank.
Pop.
Question two, what is the longest running game show on TV?
The Wheel of Fortune.
Question three, in the title of the song Single Ladies by Beyonce, what does it say in parentheses?
The song title says something in parentheses, and that's what you're asking for?
Yes.
Hands up?
Question four. What do you call a year that has 366 days?
A leap year.
Final question. In the movie Wedding Crashers, Owen Wilson's character had a nickname for Vince Vaughn's character. Hint, it's also the name of a Middle Eastern dip.
I'm going to go hummus, but I feel like that's wrong. Oh, my goodness. Tabbouleh, hummus. Darn.
Bridget.
We're going to go tabbouleh.
Bridget, these were some tough questions today. There were some tough questions in there. You did okay. You went 2 for 5.
Oh, my goodness. That's not good.
Let's get Alyssa into the studio. We'll find out if she can beat 2 out of 5 today. That's next, the Q Morning Show. Alyssa has returned to the studio. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104. Alyssa, meet Bridget in Cleveland.
Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning.
Bridget, is this your first time playing today?
This is my first time playing, but I'm always a listener.
Thank you so much.
First time, how'd it go?
She went 2 for 5.
Yeah.
Okay. Not bad for your first time.
So Alyssa only needs 2 to tie. Any more than that, she's going to win. Question number one, the slogan for Rice Krispies: snap, crackle, blank.
Pop.
Question two, what is the longest running game show on TV?
Jeopardy?
A good guess by Bridget as well, Wheel of Fortune. It's actually The Price is Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That would have been my second guess.
Question three, in the title of the song Single Ladies by Beyonce, what does it say in parentheses?
Put a ring on it.
Oh, man.
If you like it, then you should put a ring on it.
I didn't think she would know that one.
Oh, come on. I know the whole dance. I watched YouTubes back in 2009 and learned the whole thing.
All right. She got the tie today. Question four, what do you call a year that has 366 days?
A leap year.
Yes. Final question, and this was a tough one today, I acknowledge. In the movie Wedding Crashers, Owen Wilson's character had a nickname for Vince Vaughn's character. Hint, it's also the name of a Middle Eastern dip. What was your guess again, Bridget?
Well, I first went with hummus, and then I was like, okay, well, that doesn't seem, it doesn't like roll off the tongue when I'm thinking about the movie. So then I went with tabbouleh.
Is it tzatziki?
Tzatziki, no. Baba Ganoush.
Oh, gosh.
Ganoush.
You don't remember that? He just kept like, Baba Ganoush.
This is
I know that
going to shock you, but I've never seen Wedding Crashers. I know.
Bridget, thank you so much for listening to our show and for playing. We hope you'll decide to play again some other day.
I'm coming back.
She's coming for revenge.
My name is Bridget, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Brandon in Cleveland is in the hot seat. Brandon, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, it's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. I'm going to ask you these 5 questions. Coming up, we'll ask Alyssa the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right will win the game. If it's a tie, Alyssa wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Question number one, Brandon. Who was the god of love who carried a bow and arrow?
Cupid.
Question two, what type of seafood is used in a traditional New England clam chowder?
Clam.
On the TV show The Office, Where did Andy Bernard have to go after punching a hole in the wall at Dunder Mifflin?
Prison.
Question four, it's a mountain lion or a cougar. It's also the name of a shoe brand.
Puma.
Final question, if you can hear something or see something or smell something that appears to be real, but it's only in your mind, you might be having a what?
I don't know.
No guess on that one?
No.
Okay, we're going to lock you in then, Brandon. Three questions correct out of five. Will that be enough to beat Alyssa?
I hope so.
She returns to the studio next, the Q Morning Show. She is back in the studio, Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104. Alyssa, meet Brandon in Cleveland.
Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning.
He did pretty well. He got three out of five.
Not bad.
Alyssa now needs three just to tie Brandon. Any more than that, she's going to win the game today. Question number one, who was the god of love who carried a bow and arrow?
Cupid.
What type of seafood is used in a traditional New England clam chowder?
Clams?
Did everyone think that was a trick question?
I did. Yeah, I was like, surely that can't be it.
Question three, on the TV show The Office, where did Andy Bernard have to go after punching a hole in the wall at Dunder Mifflin?
Anger management?
That is correct. And you have the tie today. Question four, it's a mountain lion or a cougar. It's also the name of a shoe brand.
Puma.
Alyssa's going to win this game today. Final question, Brandon could not get this one either. If you can hear something or see something or smell something that appears to be real, but it's only in your mind, you might be having a what?
Like a phantom? No, I don't know.
I suppose medically it could be many things, but I was looking for the word hallucination.
Oh. Would that include smell, too? Can you hallucinate a smell?
I don't know. Now we're getting into an area.
Now we're getting
into
the weeds on this.
It's not my area of expertise.
Can you hallucinate smell?
However.
Yes, it is possible.
Is that right?
Wow. I learn something new every day, truly.
And that is the goal of this game. When it comes down to it, it's not about giving away prizes. It's not about beating Alyssa. It's making sure that we all learn one thing every day. And Alyssa gets the clear win today, 4-3 over Brandon. Sorry, Brandon.
It's okay.
Good game.
My name is Brandon, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.